It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, and if you can identify the chick flick, then you're the 10th caller at 236-1015. We'll give you a $50 gift card. That's a $50 gift card to Hard Rock Cafe in New Buffalo. All right?
And while there's no smooching, I promise it's just as good.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad we're taking a break from the smooching. I'm really glad about that. All right, here we go.
All right. All right, setting the scene. In this chick flick, the leading couple has an argument over dinner. Jack and Steve, action.
Mrs. Clark called from the library. She said they can use me full time now.
You already work 3 mornings a week, and I support that because I know of your love of books. What about our home? Don't you love our home as much?
Has your dinner been late to the table even once?
Oh, I can remember not so far back it was late. By 2 days.
That was 6 months ago. My mother was all I had. I'll never forgive myself for not bringing her to live with us.
You shouldn't beat yourself up. You always treated her with love.
She died, Martin. How could I not go to her funeral?
If you had told me, I would have taken you, given me a chance to pay my last respects, but you sneaked off inexplicably.
I didn't sneak off.
Need I remind you how I worried?
No, you reminded me enough the night I came back.
You aren't suggesting I enjoyed that.
Oh, God, no. That would make you a monster. And you are one. Evil, evil two-headed monster with a goatee and bad breath.
Two, three, six, 1015.